Tamara Thornton is writing a biography on Nathaniel Bowditch, a late 18th, early 19th century self-made man who wrote The New American Practical Navigator, a kind of how-to guide for sailing. And she's basically going to be looking at this rather obscure figure and show how the worlds of science, of navigation, of maritime history coincide with the early world of insurance and financial capitalism. And what do science and business have to teach each other in the early 19th century?
It's interesting that that topic comes up and is going to be discussed in the early portion of the 21st century, where that discussion happens frequently, at least on a, I guess on a political level, right? That about business and science and where the two should meet. Is there any coincidence involved in there?
Absolutely. And I think the coincidence is the issue of class mobility and how permeable is elite society and what's at stake in having elite society in a Republican government. And I think these are the issues she's addressing. He's a self-made man, himself from modest means, and he became accepted as the professional voice within elite Boston society. So she's looking at class mobility and the relationship of professionalism within an elite society in a society that claims to be democratic.
Now, let's get into some of the nuts and bolts of the discussions, the Fridays that you're going to hold these discussions. If I'm going for the first time, what do I need to know?
All you need to do is show up at Hall Walls at 4 p.m. on Friday, September 21st, and basically we have free wine and complimentary hors d'oeuvres. And the lectures kick off in the screening room in the basement area of Hall Walls, which is an ideal setting. And the lectures are about 40, 45 minutes, and they're targeted not toward professionals in that field. You don't need to be an academic or have a PhD to understand what's happening. They're targeted toward a general audience to have a conversation, Q&A afterwards, and stay for some food and wine.
Tell me about the Humanities Institute.
The Humanities Institute began in 2005 through the College of Arts and Sciences. And basically, our goal is to foster scholarship, research in the humanities at UB, as well as to bring that knowledge into the community and to bridge the city-campus divide in bringing our scholars into cultural institutions within the city of Buffalo and to show them what's happening in North Campus.
You know, when I looked up on the website about the mission of the Humanities Institute, and I'll paraphrase to a certain extent, that basically the argument is that a multidisciplinary approach is needed to solve human problems. And I want to take that maybe into a larger discussion, if you don't mind. And that's, you know, we have a slow economy, a lot of publicity given to the high level of student debt, and the value given to traditional higher education now seems to be under question and perhaps even under siege. And with so much discussion about the need to develop a better trained workforce, I'm asking you, moving forward, where do you see the humanities fitting in?
That's a fantastic question, Jay, and a very relevant one. I was just told the other day that an undergraduate at MIT has to take more humanities gen ed requirements than a UB undergraduate, which I thought was fascinating. And I do think the humanities offers us a qualitative training in how to answer problems beyond numbers, beyond data, a way to frame and shape the question and to grapple with difficult ones. And I think that the training one gets in the humanities is precisely to tackle these bigger questions and bigger issues beyond the quantitative and beyond tables, statistics, and data. So I think the time for the humanities is absolutely relevant right now. And unfortunately, I think there's growing pressure to see the humanities becoming increasingly the enclave of elite universities. There was a Yale law professor that published a book with that argument, that increasingly a liberal arts education will be the domain of elite liberal arts colleges and universities such as Yale. And it would be a shame for public higher institutions to lose that ground. And that's why the Humanities Institute is so important, to claim the humanities for public universities and public spaces like Hall Walls.